Hello, everybody. Welcome to season two of Size Talk, and this is episode two. Now, there's an important question that people have been asking me lately, and they want to know the answer, and I'm intending to give you the answer today. And that answer, or that question, is what does size fetish mean to you and why? Now, size fetish means a lot of things to me. It kind of has more of a more emotional side, or kind of how I look at things. There is many answers that could be involved with this. It could be the point I really do like it, or there's some deal with my heights. There's several things that I like about size fetish content that has made me really like this stuff and role play it and everything else that inspires me to continuously help those producers or just express it throughout the community, show that I really do care about how most of the stuff is and how this stuff goes. But sorry, I'm digressing a little bit. The main thing of what does size fetish mean to me is it's something makes me feel different than others. It makes me feel like, you know, I belong with a community amongst others that know what this fetish is. Something that feels like I belong somewhere. It's generally feels that, you know, I don't feel like I'm alone when I feel seeing a girl that I particularly like or something the size of 500 feet tall. Or seeing a girl wearing gladiator sandals. It makes me feel like they're like a giantess and all together. It gives me more imagination, more things to do. Like, instead of how boring is the real world is, I like seeing the world like how I like to see it, which is the size fetish community, everybody talking to each other, role-playing a bit, meeting new people, making more connections. Even though it's a fetish way, that still means more friends that you have and acquire to expand. That's how I see it. That's how I like size fetish, like, in general. It's more of, I felt different in the beginning where I first started to like this thing, and after a while, I thought I was, like, you know, weird. I was different. I was somebody that, you know, people don't normally generally talk to or anything along those areas, and I felt pretty much alone. But then after I figured out there's a lot of people in this world that like the same exact things that I do, even more than I do. And it's all related to size fetish content, and it's something amazing where I meet these people finally in, like, you know, forms and things like that. But in real life, such as the SizeCon, that's where I really got to meet all these very nice people, these nice, respectable people that came in there. They like to show their art, exhibit how they did stuff, talk to people about the stuff, be openly minded on how people say things. Because I'll be honest here, I was pretty embarrassed throughout most of the time on what I should say or how should I say this? Should I be a little bit more concerned of what I'm talking about? Am I going to sound too weird? All those little ideas, thoughts, and questions popped into my head. But after meeting those people at SizeCon, I became more open with what I really liked or what I liked about it in general. So size fetish means several things to me when it comes to the community. Well, certain parts of the community is where you get to meet people that are like-minded or people that actually are more open about what they think. Some people are very shy about it. That's fine. That means they just need to ease into it. But that doesn't mean you still can't be friends with those people. Now, with this type of stuff, I admit I was pretty embarrassed making this whole entire podcast about size fetish content. But after what I've been getting praises, comments, people saying, finally, there's actually something about that as a podcast. Or people appreciate the subjects I bring up or things that make them feel like I'm not the only one that thinks this. It now makes me feel like, you know, I'm actually helping out the community in a way that is making everybody happy. And that's what I want. I want people to appreciate more of the size fetish community than just thinking it's just some community about porn. It's not. There's just like-minded people that like the same things you do, that appreciate what you say or what fantasies you have, or people that you just generally want to talk to throughout the day. And I hope this community stays on for, like, the longest time, maybe until, like, I'm, like, 100 years old, where we have, like, you know, the future to be able to do that actual type of fantasy in real life. But that's something that's another 50 years from now or more. But that's what I generally think about what size fetish means to me and why it's so important and how it helps me through pretty much most of my daily life where it comes to thinking of a fantasy randomly throughout the day or seeing a woman that has, like, amazingly well done, like, feet or a pedicure or something, and it just makes you imagine or have a fantasy a little bit while you're, like, going throughout work or something. it's not just porn. It's not just something that I just randomly think in my head. It's just, it gives me comfort, the fact that there are people that think just like me, or have the same thought process, or see some sort of object that reminds them of that particular thing. It shows that people are openly minded, and it is a very good community, which I do hope that expands someday. But that's basically most of this conversation, is how I see how all this stuff is important. But thank you for listening to this episode. Hopefully I can continue more. We will be having guest stars or guest people soon on this audio podcast. So thank you for listening, guys, and keep being awesome.